Democrats are denouncing McCain. John McCain tonight announced he wants to lift the federal moratorium on offshore drilling and allow individual states to decide whether to allow oil and gas exploration. But Democrats are denouncing McCain.
John McCain has flip-flopped on drilling off the coast.
Florida Senator Bill Nelson.
He used to be against it. He's for it now. But the problem is that drilling offshore does not lower oil prices.
McCain's announcement comes with gas prices at an all-time high in the country, leading 67% of those surveyed in a new poll to agree with such a plan. But Senator Bill Nelson denounced the way the question was asked, repeating it to reporters on a conference call.
Quote, "In order to reduce the price of gas, should drilling be allowed in offshore wells off the coast of California, Florida, and other states? The question is preceded with the statement, in order to reduce the price of gas, should drilling be allowed?" What normal person is not going to answer yes to that? But as we say, the devil's in the details, and that drilling is not going to lower prices.
That new poll is a Rasmussen survey released today that showed 67% of voters believe that drilling should be allowed off the coast of California, Florida, and other states. Speaking to reporters today, Florida Governor Charlie Crist said he liked McCain's idea and says he won't rule out letting Florida opt to drill.
I think that not having that moratorium, blanket moratorium, and letting states' rights be recognized, if you will, is certainly appropriate.
Do you have any concern that the Florida legislature, if given that power, would actually authorize drilling derricks, rigs out in the...
I don't know if they would or not, Steve. And I think that, you know, as I mentioned about 15 minutes ago, that what we ought to be willing to do is study it, you know. Reaching a conclusion about what's right or not right at this juncture is hard to do. I think that, you know, there are new technologies available that, you know, people who are scientists and much more learned about those kind of things than I should weigh in on, I think. But there are several obvious factors that are occurring now. I mean, let's face it. You know, the price of gas has gone through the roof, and Florida families are suffering as a result of it. My heart bleeds for them. And, you know, I hope I have a reputation of wanting to protect this environment, because I do. But I also have to balance that, I think, as every citizen does, with, you know, what's happening to Florida families? What's happening to this economy? How dependent are we on foreign oil? And how difficult is that for our fellow Floridians and our fellow Americans? And the drag that it's having on our economy is obvious. You know, we're a tourist state. We have to protect the beauty of Florida, but we also, you know, need to have people have the opportunity to drive here and be able to afford to do that too. So, you know, what's going through my mind is the fact that, you know, we have to be sympathetic to the pocketbooks of the people of Florida and what they're paying at the pump for gas.
Calling for the potential to drill off of Florida's Gulf Coast is considered to be dangerous politics. McCain's call has led some analysts to believe, however, that he's confident that he'll carry Florida in the general election the fall and thus is equipped for any backlash in the Sunshine State. Also, conservative columnists and editorial writers have bashed McCain in recent weeks for not taking such a position, arguing that it's good politics. But Senator Nelson said it reeked of desperate politics.
Well, the politics is clearly going to be who is going to offer the vision and show the way of how we get out of this energy crisis that we're in. And for a major candidate for president to say that his answer is to drill off the coast of the United States, it just shows a lack of vision.